And I know that's kind of a crazy, but
last year's taught me.
You talked to Spence about Tyson, and he was like, yeah, I think you're keeping it, right? So I don't know if you talked about bigger numbers.
No, I just said I was going to recommend it at least $2.
And I'm not suggesting we do that. I just want to know what
the environment. No, we should be paying Tyson 10 times that. We should all be paying 10 times.
Sure, that's right.
I think the rub comes that the other attorneys who are here in the building look at UPC and say they're training while we are out arguing in court every day. And we are the ones who are going to have the newspaper if it goes sideways, right? We're the ones who get blasted if it doesn't go right. Why are we paid less than the trainers? So I think that's kind of how they see it. I don't necessarily think that assesses value at all, because government doesn't do a very good job at assessing value. But I think that's where it comes in. And I think Spence, who has to deal with all those people, wants to keep everyone happy and have them get along. So I think what I would like to see happen is that we figure out a way to hug closer together and solve these problems together. But I do think that it's UPC's call how UPC spends the money that the legislature has allocated and has, you know, provided grant authority to you to go out and raise additional resources.
Is there an idea within the AG's office that Bob is less than a division director?
I don't think there's any idea at all. I think it's
because we're a statute. I don't think we're talking about paying him more than division directors, right? But paying comparable.
I don't think there's. I've never heard that conversation come up that in that way, right? So I don't know that there's any discussion about it. I think that I would go to Spence without any kind of shame and say, why don't we support UPC providing a division director bump to Bob? And he can say, well, you know, whatever. But you and I both heard him say he loves the UPC trainees and he thinks it's doing a stellar job. So I think the argument is hard to push back on. I ask about grant funds because I don't want to do it out of money.
Right, right.
Maybe not always here, but the resources are there, especially if they're out of state general funds. I don't know why we wouldn't support that.
To keep the peace, because that sounds like we can do what we want as far as money goes. Do you recommend Bob talks to Spence or whoever if we plan to make some kind of a money move?
I think it's a good idea, it's out of, you know, good neighborliness, but I do think it's this body's decision, ultimately. Honestly, as more we talk about it, the more I'm convincing myself, we ought to go talk to him about grade five and division director, right? Which are two different separate things, right? But I think we can also then honor Bob to get more because we'll be paying him more money,
right?
Which is... But I don't see any reason why we wouldn't do that. I also think we ought to look at maybe moving UPC closer into the AG's office, right? You guys are up on the third floor. Why not bring you down so you're sitting with the prosecutors? You can swap notes and talk about what's going on more often, right? Why not find different ways to integrate what you do into what you're... I would love to see you guys be more a part of the office and not the redheaded stepchild that you have to be.
Can I make a comment too? I mean, you're probably not getting loyalty increases too.
No, we actually, we do. I mean, but again, it comes out of our budget.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which legislature has to vote on every year.
Right.
So it sounds like we're pretty close.
I tell you, I'd like, just overall on the budget for this year, I'd like to see two changes. One, I'd like to see the 288 additional that Bob's getting changed to 481, which would be the equivalent of 10,000 extra a year instead of the 5,000 extra a year. And the second change I'd like to see is I'd like to see Wi-Fi brought back to our conferences.
Oh.
What happened to that?
It was cut because of expense.
Yeah.
Oh. And now that we've got some money, I think like that seems like the lowest hanging fruit.
Will is tired of not updating Twitter over since.
That's right.
No, and actually, I'm glad you mentioned that because that didn't even dawn on me. Is we certainly can put that back in. Yeah.
But those are two that I'd like to see, and if it would make more peace to make a motion to express intent to vote on that change to 10,000 at the next meeting.
I think next meeting would be great. That way, you and I can bond to flesh out these things and not surprise anyone. I would like to also though say, with regards to Tyson and these new the new DD prosecutor, I would like to keep them pretty close to what AAG's paid, because I think in as much as we may have more resources, because it's a much smaller budget, it's easier to do than with the 545 attorneys we have here, or employees. It keeps peace and it makes it easier if we're, and I know that we all went and got a raise together when the legislature gave the AG a raise, right? But if we can keep them close, I think it'll make just peace easier in the Middle East. That's entirely at your discretion, I think.
Does that 10,000 make it close?
I think that's okay, because that puts him on par with other division directors.
Division directors get 10,000 above wherever they planned.
It's so, a management bump, right?
Yeah.
He's an at-will employee, he's got more risk.
I like Will's approach. Can we approve that as a budget today and then authorize like the UPC chair to affect that after having the discussion with Spence or whoever at the AG's office?
The only reason I would suggest that we have the conversation first and then we retroactively do it is just so that for my own backside, we can.
Are you an at-will employee as well?
Approving a budget to do that without actually giving the raise is still not a.
The voting to approve the budget that way, and then at the next meeting, voting to retroactively do
that's
it.
What I would suggest, yeah.
Okay.
I guess the only issue I'll bring up about that is I think Bob's worth every penny, and I think Tyson's worth every penny. Bob getting more than twice the increase than Tyson.
The only reason I'm recommending that is not because I see them as worth more, although I was there when he first started prosecuting. But
you were.
He's not in the division director position ever
and
as
Bob is. I do see that.
It's just a management bump is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
So maybe, do you guys want to swap jobs, maybe?
Right now, yes.
My thoughts on that is...
Do you get paid for doing Marlise's job as well?
Oh, yeah. I love Marlise. I love her to death. That's all I'll say. And then when we stop recording, I'll say something else.
Right. So I think it's our job to set Bob's salary. I think it's Bob's job to come to us with the budget and within that budget set his employees. So I think it's great that you brought that specific amount to us, but it's your job to retain your employees. And if you need more money to do that, let's have that discussion. And so setting, it, like Tyson's salary isn't what we do, it's what Bob does, right? Okay.
And so we're approving the budget with Tyson's salary increase in it.
And the increase
available for Bob after we...
With the understanding that the salary change will be...
Will be discussed and then voted on later.
So do we talk about that? Do we have the budget available to do that kind of increase for you, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And just to clarify, going back to Tyson, is that will be effective. His increase, I'd like to bump it back to July 1st.
Right.
Make that retroactive to July 1st.
And as far as conversations with Spencer, I have every intention that we vote on your increase to the acting as well.
On Tyson's?
Yours.
Oh, no, I didn't tell him that there would be any discussion about my salary.
I know, I'm just telling you that the awkward conversation that we're telling you have to have.
Oh, gotcha. Yes. Yes. Yeah.
I really think the awkward conversation needs to come from Dan.
No.
Probably is because I took his instruction, but I'm glad to have that conversation. I am a big advocate.
Or at least a part of the conversation.
I think he does.
You know, maybe you three sit down. I don't know. That's up to you guys, but I think everybody wants to work and play well together.
The reason I said 481 an hour is just because that's 10,000 at 52 weeks of 40 hours a week.
It's just math. You lost me the minute you started doing math.
10,000 a year, 481 an hour, whatever you want to call it.
Thank you.
We need a motion, or?
I second the motion to approve the budget with those items that you listed.
Those two changes?
Yes.
Okay. That's stupid.
Which includes the Wi-Fi, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I was going to say,
so
Marilyn.
Three changes.
Yeah.
That's most important, actually.
Marilyn, did you hear that about Wi-Fi for spring? Maybe she stepped away. We'll make sure, and we'll take care of that.
Oh, Bob?
Yes.
Say that again.
The motion is that we include Wi-Fi at spring conference, which, yes, had I thought about it, I would have included it just with the amount of carryover that we have. So if you'll make sure and contact Sheraton and get that in our 24 contract.
That would be with Double Marriott.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Other proposals to use the carryover appropriately is this year we went back, or we paid for all of the students lodging at BASIC. We had been doing that in the past, and in our lean years we discontinued that. So we have continued that. We'll do it again in 24. We could also look at, as we get closer, or this will be at the end of the fiscal year, next year we may even consider wanting to pay per diem or mileage, but we can address that. We need to hold a train the trainer course. We have lost virtually all of our trainers, not all, but most. And in the past, we have applied for a grant from our national agency, NAPC. I don't need to do that this year. I mean, if I do, it's just going to increase our carryover. And I will do that if that's what the council recommends, but we could easily absorb the costs, all the costs of holding our own train the trainer. And so our goal is to do that early in the year. In fact, that's we will be getting invitations sent out. And so with that, and before I forget, does anybody in here have suggestions on who we should invite? Folks from your offices or from around the state that you think would be good presenters?
Misty Hope in my office would be good.
This is for train the trainer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so think about it, and if you think of anybody, because I'll send out emails to everyone here just saying, is there anybody in your office that you'd like to send? We want, I'd like to hold another domestic violence boot camp this year once we get our new person on board. And so again, that DV boot camp actually is in the budget. And so if you look at that, we budgeted that we would pay everything for 15 students plus faculty, so that's in the budget. We talked about this at the last time, and my, as I recall, the direction was if we can afford it, to include reimbursement for unusual prosecution expenses related to prosecution of violation of state law. So I budgeted $25,000 for that. That could increase, and again, because we wouldn't disperse these funds until the end of the year, that those funds may increase. But what I would like to talk about for a couple of minutes is just, here's what I'm proposing, is that I'll announce it at Fall Conference, I'll announce it at OOMFA, with a caveat that it's not for misdemeanor, it's not for city violations, it's for state violations, so really it's their class A misdemeanors. I'll send out something at the beginning of the year, but you know, we take accept applications in early April, and so that we can make a decision and reimburse those expenses before June 30th. At tab E, I found there were some old guidelines that we had used the last time, I believe, that the council, I don't, Stephen, were you here in 2010? Or Jeff, were you around then? Does that sound about right? I think that's about the last time that the council dispersed any funds. But here are the guidelines in terms of what it's, you know, what we will reimburse. And so it's got, you know, summary of the prosecution, detailing the case, the facts that establish the necessity for the expense, for the reimbursement, why the expense is unusual. I think that's important, is unusual, not just that it's, you know, that it's costly. And it has the rest of these here. What I wanted to talk about is what considerations do you all want the committee to look at in terms of reimbursement. We've got, as you can see, expert witness fees. I wrote it down. Anyway, travel costs, costs associated with securing bank records, other records, presentation of documentary or demonstrative evidence. What else would we, do you want to consider reimbursing as an unusual expense? And technology has changed, things have changed. I mean, what is it that your offices are spending money on or would want to spend money on but may not be able to because they don't have the funds?
Would laboratory testing be in this one?
That's what I was thinking when I put
additional
cost of additional testing. Yeah, sorry, I meant lab. Because what I was thinking of is it Orem, right after I left, they had a fentanyl case and the state wasn't testing fentanyl. And they were gonna have to, and it was a Class A, and they were gonna have to send it back